The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
Simen Zayin, Hilchos Birchos HaShachar, the laws regarding the morning blessings. Sif Aleph. Achar la'asik b'divrei Sayer. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch immediately jumps into the details regarding the laws of saying the blessings before learning Torah. The bracha of Asher Bracha Avanu and the bracha of la'asik b'divrei Sayer. Before we discuss the details of the laws, it's worthwhile to hear what the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah have to say about the significance of these blessings. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Mem Zayin, Sif Aleph, Birchas HaTorah, Tzarech Lizahir B'Ma'od, the blessing upon the Torah, a person has to be extraordinarily careful about reciting it. The Mishnah Berurah explains the intent of the Shulchan Aruch is that you should say this blessing B'Simcha Gedolah, with a great joy and happiness, because this shows that you're not learning Torah as one who studies a secular subject, that's for the knowledge, it's for the information. Rather, you're excited to be involved in the words of Hashem, in the Torah that He's given us. And the Mishnah Berurah's words are, Mishnah Berurah's words are, V'lachein tzarech lizahar ma'od, a person has to be very careful, from litein ha'idah, and he should give praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem, Al Shabbachar Banu, that He chose us, V'nasan lanu kli chandasa, and He gave us His beautiful, desirable treasure, His Torah. Gam Amru Chazal, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Chazal, from our rabbis, She'enai zoyche chas v'sholim, that a person, God forbid, does not merit, liyos loy ben Talmud Chacham, to have a child who will be a scholar, a Talmud Chacham, avur zeh, because of this, She'enai nizah v'birchas HaTorah, that he's not careful in the recitation of Birchas HaTorah. So a person should be exceedingly careful to say fully and carefully with the proper intent and concentration when he thanks Hashem for giving us the ability to learn Torah. So now we go to the Kitzur. Sif Aleph. Achar la'asik b'divrei Torah. After the words la'asik b'divrei Torah, to be involved in the words of Torah, which is the end of the first sentence in the first of the Birchas HaTorah. There is a disagreement among the halachic decisors, among the paiskim. Should the listener answer amen or not? It's a machlekes whether this is the end of the bracha. As the Kitzur explains, there are those who say, this is not the ending of a bracha. The continuation, and you should please make it be sweet in our mouths, etc. Gan ken nimshach lemalo, that also is drawn, it follows the earlier phrase. V'akol hi bracha achas, and it's all one big bracha. It's not two separate brachas, one of which ends la'asik b'divrei Torah, and one of which starts harevna. Rather, it's one large bracha. V'al ken, and therefore ein lanu samin, one should not respond amen because you're in the middle of a bracha. V'yishayim, and others say, dekan hisim habracha, this is the end of the first blessing. V'harevna, and then the words harevna, without the conjunction vav, the word and, one rather would start the blessing, harevna. Make it sweet, because it's not connected to the previous phrase. Ki bracha acheres, that's a second bracha, it's another, a different blessing. Utzrich l'man es amin, and therefore the listener would have to respond amen. Because there is a question, v'lachin, and therefore amivarech, one who says these blessings, yesh lo leimar bracha zayis b'malachash, he should say this bracha quietly, shem lo yishmach averis, that his friend should not hear, v'yavu edes fake, and his friend will end up with a doubt. However, what if he didn't say it quietly, and his friend did hear? Alternatively, what if somebody wants to fulfill his obligation of Birchas HaTorah by listening to somebody else recite Birchas HaTorah? So in that case, the Mishnah Berurah says that the majority view is that one should not answer Amen, and therefore if one does hear the word La'asek b'divrei Torah, well, he should not answer Amen at that point. Rather, he should only answer Amen at the conclusion of the bracha, because again, the Mishabura says the majority view is that it's treated as one bracha, not as two brachas. Sif Beis, Birchas HaNesim La'asek v'vina. The bracha who gives knowledge to the rooster, to the friendship between day and night, etc., which is a blessing that we make on the distinction between day and night. A person should not say that blessing until the day lightens, which means it becomes daybreak, what's known as Alei HaShachar, which the Kitzur will explain upcoming simon when that is. It's approximately 72 minutes before sunrise, and we will hopefully discuss in the next mitzvah and discuss it in the next simon. Sif Gimel. Birchas Pekei Achivim, the bracha, the one who blessing Hashem for the one who gives sight to the blind. Yachol Gam Suma Levarich, even a blind person is able to recite that blessing. Sheyesh Loi Hano, he has pleasure. Sheachirim Ma'arim Loi Sederach, he has pleasure from the gift of sight, although he personally does not have that gift. He personally cannot see, but the fact that there is sight in the world benefits him because others show him the road to go, the path to travel, where to go, and therefore he's able to bless Hashem for the gift of sight that others can help him out. If a person proceeded, he said the blessing of Zekiv Kefufim, he who straightens the bent, and before he said the blessing, he who unties those who are tied, the bound, should no longer say the blessing of Matir Asurim. Why? Because it is already included in the blessing of Zekiv Kefufim. Because included in the straightening of the bent posture, he, Atar Sevarim, is the untying of the limbs, meaning the blessing of Matir Asurim is when we thank Hashem for giving us the ability to sit up, to move our limbs from their constricted state after sleep. We wake up and we are now have the full control of our limbs and we can move them. The ability to move the limbs is what's being praised and thanked in the bracha of Matir Asurim. The blessing of Zekiv Kefufim is a further bracha that not only can we move our limbs, we can even straighten ourselves up. We can stand in an erect posture. If one can stand in an erect posture, he certainly can move his limbs. So what's supposed to happen, the person is supposed to first thank Hashem for the smaller kindness, the preceding kindness, the first kindness, the ability to move his limbs, and afterwards he should build and thank Hashem for giving him the ability to straighten himself up into an erect posture. If one said the blessings out of order, and he first says Zekiv Kefufim, then he should not say Matir Asurim because it was included. That one blessing of Zekiv Kefufim really includes both thoughts. However, there are other Paiskim, there are other opinions who disagree, and they feel that even if one recited Zekiv Kefufim, one should afterwards recite Matir Asurim. And to veer around this issue, if a person said Zekiv Kefufim without having said Matir Asurim, he should ask somebody else to say the blessing for him, so he should be yaitse, he should fulfill his obligation by hearing this other person say Matir Asurim, so that he'll fulfill his obligation of saying that blessing. Sif Dalet. Acher Hamavir Sheina Me'enoi, Usnuma Me'afapai. After the words, Hamavir Sheina Me'enoi, he who removes sleep, he's thanking Hashem for removing sleep from my eyes, Usnuma and slumber Me'afapai from my eyelids. Ein Einin Amen. One is not supposed to answer Amen. Ki'in kan si'im bracha, this is not the completion of the blessing. Ella, rather, v'hi ratzayim lofanecha, v'chulur, the continuation, the next paragraph that starts, and should be your will, etc., shayach gamkin lebracha azayis, that also is connected to this first part of the blessing. V'si'im ha'bracha hi, and the completion of this blessing that starts, ha'mavir she'na me'enoi, the completion of this blessing, he hagamil chasadim tavin la'am Yisrael, he who bestows good kindnesses to his nation Israel. So it's all one big blessing, and therefore one should not answer Amen in the middle. Rather, one should wait until the end, after the word la'am Yisrael, and then respond Amen. Sif hei. Hanir kol ha'layla. One who was awake the entire night. Mevarech ba'boker kol birchos ha'shachar. He should say in the morning all the birchos ha'shachar, because every new day is a new obligation to recite the blessings. It has nothing to do with sleep, not sleep. Each day is a separate obligation. We recite all the morning blessings. Chutz, with the exception, mibirchas al netilas yadayim, except for the blessing of washing the hands, she'ein mivarech, he does not say that blessing, as we discussed earlier in the Kitzur, that there is a doubt on whether one is obligated to recite the blessing every new day, like the opinion of the Rashba, since his hands are clean, he did not touch any unclean parts of the body, because he did not sleep at night, he should not make the blessing like the Rosh. So it's unclear whether this blessing is required, and therefore one should not say this blessing. However, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned earlier that the Mishnah Berurah says it's preferable that one should use the bathroom, get his hands dirty, and then wash his hands, and then recite the blessing of Al Netilas Yadayim, because even the Rosh would agree in that case he's obligated to recite the blessing because his hands are unclean, and now he has to pray. So he is therefore obligated to wash his hands in order to pray. So according to all opinions, he would have to recite the Brach of Al Netilas Yadayim, and then Mr. Brewer says that is the appropriate thing to do, that after Alos HaShachar, after daybreak, one should use the restroom, get his hands dirty, then wash Netilas Yadayim, wash his hands, and say the blessing of Al Netilas Yadayim. Obirchat Elokein Neshama V'Amav Yesheinu, and the two blessings of Elokein Neshama, the blessing referring to the thanking Hashem for returning our soul to us, Elokein, my God, Neshama Shnesatavi, the soul that you have given to me, etc. We talk about the gift of the soul, which only makes sense after a person has slept, that he has left his body and he receives the soul again in the morning. So he said the blessing of Elokai Neshama, the Hamav Yesheinu, and the bracha of he who removes sleep from my eyes, which again seems to only make sense if a person actually slept. So those blessings he cannot say in the morning because he didn't sleep. The Chaim Birchas HaTorah said before that. However, there are those who disagree. There are those who say that the decree, the ordination to say these blessings was whether you slept or not, whether you didn't sleep, whether these blessings apply to you, they do not apply to you. Every day a person is supposed to recite the following list of blessings. It's a bracha that people sleep and people wake up. People's soul leaves them and comes back to them. Even if you personally didn't sleep, your soul didn't leave you tonight, still one is supposed to say the blessing. And because of that doubt, the Mishnah Berurah Mr. Brewer recommends that one should make sure to hear these blessings from somebody else who did sleep, so that you will fulfill your obligation by listening to him. Continues the Kitzur, V'chein birchas ha-Torah, so too the blessings upon learning Torah. Yesh safek, there is a doubt in Yivarech HaEloi, whether one should say these blessings or not, because since he has not stopped learning, meaning the day has not been over for him. He said the blessings yesterday morning. Those blessings cover all the learning he will do until he closes the day by going to sleep. He never closed the day by going to sleep, and therefore maybe the blessings still take effect. And therefore he has the right to, he should not make a new blessing on the Torah. The blessing he made yesterday is still in effect, and he should just continue learning, continue his day without reciting the blessing again. On the other hand, maybe this is also similar to all the other birchas ha-shachar, all the other morning blessings, that the institution was say them every morning no matter what. And because of this doubt, the lechtach, and therefore yesh levahadir l'shmael yisan mipi acher, a person should make the attempt to hear these blessings from somebody else, Alanis Amin, to answer Amin, and then it will be considered as if he sent it himself, and he will fulfill his obligation. There's one more point I forgot to mention earlier. The Kitzur mentioned that Anoisim Asech Vivina should only be said after daybreak, b'di'evet, in the ex post facto, if someone already did say it before daybreak, with Mr. Brewer Paskins, that he did fulfill his obligation and he should not repeat the blessing again. Sifvot. Kol Birchas HaShachar, all the morning blessings, Imlay Omram, Kaidim Shispal, if he did not say them before he davened, before he completed the Shachar's prayers, Yachol Omram La'achar, I feel he could say them afterwards. There is a question in the Paskim exactly how long he could say them, whether he's limited by the end of the Zman Tefillah, the end of the time he's allowed to pray the Shachar's prayers, whether he has till midday, whether he has until nightfall. One should try to say them as early as possible. And if he neglected to say them right away, then one should... There is a machlokes, there's a disagreement exactly how long he is allowed to say them. So the Kitzur is explaining that while the normal way that a person supposed, the normal order of prayers is that one should say these blessings first and then daven shachris and then pray the rest of his prayers. However, if one neglected to do so, he still is able to say it afterwards. Chutz mi birchas al atilas yadayim, except for the blessing upon washing the hands, the kevan, the yesh oimrim, since there are those who say, that's the opinion of the Rush, tinatilas yadayim shachris, that washing of the hands in the morning, niskan, it was instituted, mishum tatfila, only because of prayer, as we explained, because his hands are dirty from touching covered parts of his body during the night, and therefore he has to wash his hands to cleanse them for prayers. And came la'achash is if so, after he has prayed, ein oid makim lebrachas ois, there is no more place, no more room for this blessing, because he already prayed. And therefore it ends up being a doubt whether he should make that blessing, and therefore, as we mentioned before, the rule is, safik brachas lahakel, when one is in doubt whether or not he is obligated to recite a bracha, he does not do so. The clear implication of the Kitzur is that, according to the Rashba, that the morning washing of the hands was instituted because it's a new day, it's a brand new service of his Creator. He's like a priest who washes his hands before starting the service in the Holy Temple, in the Beis HaMikdash. So he should say the blessing whenever he remembers. Earlier the better, but even if he didn't do it before davening, before prayer, he should do it afterwards. However, the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that even according to the Rashba, the takana, the decree, the ordination of washing the hands, was only before davening. Once he's already prayed and he's started, he's made a significant start to his service of the day, it's already too late to fulfill this takana. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's no doubt. Rather, according to all opinions, one cannot say the blessing. But either way, whether it's a doubt or whether you definitely are not supposed to say it, either way, the halacha is one cannot say it because, as we explained, when in doubt, one is not allowed to say the blessing. V'chutz and except mi'birchas alekai neshama the bracha upon the restoration of the soul, shekvar yotzer birchas mechai hamesin, that the bracha of mechai hamesin, he who resuscitates the dead, which we say is the second bracha in the Shemona Esrei tefillah, in the Shemona Esrei, that blessing can also be construed as a recitation of the dead. A person who sleeps is partially dead, meaning his soul has left him. It's akin to death. And therefore, when one says the bracha, the blessing of Mechai HaMesim, he resuscitates the dead, he has already thanked Hashem, praised Hashem for the restoration of his soul. And therefore, he can no longer say the blessing of Elokei Neshama. The Mishnah Berurah brings many opinions that disagree, and they feel that one cannot fulfill the obligation of reciting the Elokei Neshama blessing with the blessing of Mechai HaMesim. So the Mishnah Berurah himself advises that if one realizes that he did not say the blessing of Elokei Neshama, then while he says the bracha of Mechai HaMesim, while he says the blessing of Mechai HaMesim in Shemona Esrei, he should have specific intent not to fulfill his obligation of reciting the bracha of the Elokei Neshama, and if he has specific intent not to fulfill that obligation, he can then later say the blessing of the Elokei Neshama without any problem. Sif Zayin. Ubirkos HaTorah, the blessings of the Torah, in Lo Yomron Kodem HaTefillah, if he did not say them before his prayers, if he did not say them before davening, Nechleku HaPaiskim is a disagreement among the Paiskim, in Lo Yomron La'achar HaTefillah, if he should say them after his prayers, or not. Why yes and why no? The Kitzur explains, Yesh Ayman, there are those who say, in Lo Yomron, he should not say them, Mishum Nikvai Niftar V'Ava Rabba. He already fulfilled his obligation with the blessing Ava Rabba, Ayava Salam, I mean, a great love, or an eternal love, which is the blessing one recites immediately prior to saying Shema. That's the second of the Birchos Kriya Shema. It's the second of the Shema blessings. Sheyesh bebracha zayis, that there is what contained within this blessing, Gam can also mein bracha satayah. It has the main topics that are found in Birchos satayah, the main idea that is found in the blessings of the Torah. And the Kitzur quotes, as it says in the blessing, the same Levena, we beseech Hashem that He should put in our hearts Lahavin to understand, Lahaskel to be wise, Lashmaya to hear, and Lomai to learn, Lomami to teach all the words of the Torah, etc. So we already are beseeching Hashem to teach us Torah, to allow us, to give us the opportunity to learn Torah. And therefore, that already is a blessing on the Torah. And one, therefore, does not have to say the Birchas HaTorah after davening. He already set up a Birchas HaTorah when he said Ava Rabba. The Yeshem and others say the Aim Birchas Ava Rabba Preteres Mi Birchas HaTorah. The blessing of Ava Rabba does not allow one to, is not considered as if he fulfilled his obligation of saying the Birchas HaTorah, the other blessings on the Torah. They're two separate blessings. One's instituted to be said before Shema, and one is a specific blessing before learning Torah. And therefore, we don't assume that when you say Ava Rabba, when you say the blessing of Ava Rabba, that it's automatically a Birchas HaTorah, even though it has the same content, Elaim Kain, Elaim Laimed Achar Tefillah Miyat. Unless he learns after the prayers immediately, B'li Hefsek, without any interruption, then we could say that since the content of Ava Rabba is the same as that of Birchas HaTorah, even though it's true that was not the official purpose of the blessing, but since he didn't learn right afterwards, so then the bracha could be considered as if it is a blessing on the Torah that he learned immediately afterwards. Otherwise, we say it's not inherently a bracha Torah. All by itself, it's just a bracha, a blessing, pre-Shema blessing. And without learning subsequently, it cannot be considered to be a bracha Torah, a blessing upon learning of the Torah. And therefore, lechatchila, the best way to do things, tzrichim lizor and levarich birchas haTorah kodem hatfilah. First, you should be extra careful to say the blessings upon the Torah before davening, before his prayers. This way, he doesn't run into a complication, into a question, into a doubt whether he should say them after davening. B'di'eved, and in the event, ex post facto, he already did it. It's too late. Im shachach levarich kodem hatfilah, he forgot to say these blessings before the tefillah, before the prayers. Yilmad ezer davar miyad achar hatfilah, you should learn immediately following the tefillah, following the prayers, in order that, according to everybody, he should fulfill his obligation with the blessing of Ava Rabba. Im gamzei shachach, he forgot to do that too. Azai then misfeka, because of the doubt, gam kinein etzor chavaruch, he also does not have to say also does not have to say the blessing of Birchas HaTorah, because, again, when in doubt, one does not recite the blessing. That is the psak of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. There are those who disagree, and they feel that, according to everybody, if one did not learn afterwards and one did not fulfill his obligation, certainly it will be preferable for one to be yotze, to fulfill his obligation by hearing somebody else's Birchas HaTorah, Otherwise, he's really running into a very thorny issue. And many Paiskim who disagree with the Kitzer and say that he should say Birchas HaTorah after davening if he neglected to learn right after davening. Sifches. In Karuhu Mamlis Bat Matayra, if they call the person to come up to read the Torah, to get an Aliyah, Kaidem Shabirich Birchas HaTorah, before he said the blessings of the Torah. And the rule is that when one gets an Aliyah, he says the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu, thanking Hashem for choosing us and from all the nations and giving us the Torah, which is one of the two Birchas HaTorah. So he's about to say one of the blessings on the Torah when he gets his Aliyah. And he has not yet said his own personal Birchas HaTorah. So the halacha is, in Afshon Lein Levarech Kaidem Kol Kaidem, if he's able to bless before he gets his Aliyah, Kol Birchas HaTorah, all of the blessings, meaning the Harivna, Lasik V'Divrei Torah, the Harivna, and Asher Bachar Banu, all three parts, the two-part blessing of Lasik V'Divrei Torah and V'Harivna, as we discussed earlier, is one or two blessings, as well as the blessing of Asher Bachar Banu, then it began, and also Leimah L'cha Pachas, to say at the minimum, Pasuk Echad, at least one verse, because after saying the blessings upon the Torah, one is obligated to learn, being that the blessings on the Torah are a blessing for learning, just like one has to eat a fruit after saying the blessing of Bray Frio Eitz, one has to learn after saying the blessings on the Torah. So if one is able, one has enough time before he has to ascend the Bima in the middle of the Shul to receive his Aliyah, has enough time to say all the Birchas HaTorah, plus at least a little bit of learning, at least one verse, Kigon Yivarechacha, for example, the verse of Yivarechacha Hashem Yishmerecha, that is the custom to say after reciting Birchas HaTorah. Yes, can a person should do so. And then he should ascend to the Torah and say the bracha again, because there are two different obligations to say the blessing. One is a personal obligation every day. One is obligated to say Birchas HaTorah. And there's a second obligation that when one reads in public from the Torah, one gets an Aliyah, one is obligated to say the bracha again, and therefore really it's preferable that he should say them separately, one for his own personal obligation and then again for his obligation as one who receives an Aliyah. The Efshon Lein Lasik, and if it's impossible for him to do so, he's too close to the Bima, it's not proper to make everybody wait for him while he says Birchas HaTorah. Therefore Yala Kach HaTorah should go up as such, go up just like he is without saying the Birchas HaTorah first. The Kevin should be Asher Bachar Banu, and then since he did recite the blessing of Asher Bachar Banu before his Aliyah, the Chulu, etc., and Lo Yema Achar Kach, he should not say again, he should not repeat it afterwards. Rak, he should only say Birchas Asher Kedushanu, the bracha of He who made us holy, the Chulu, etc., Lasik B'Divrei Torah, the Harivna, the Chulu, etc., Ama Ama Yisrael, until the end of that blessing. And that's all he should say, because he already fulfilled his obligation of saying the blessing Asher Bachar Banu with the blessing that he said before getting his Aliyah. And then he should say the verses or the Mishnah that we normally say after reciting the Birchas HaTorah, even though he has already learned when he got his Aliyah. Now he's saying an additional blessing upon learning Torah. He has to learn more afterwards, following his second Birchas HaTorah. If one would like to see more information about the topics presented in this year, one could go to the resource page on kitzer365.org.